Good afternoon. I'm Albert Lipte, Director of Research for Stoller in Houston, Texas. I came to Stoller about 5 years ago and saw that Stoller had a lot of products that enhanced productivity and enhanced quality at the same time. What I implemented was gene regulation studies so that we can understand what's going on in the plant. The plant has a huge capacity to produce much more than it does, a huge capacity to have better quality, and huge capacity to suppress pests. And it's this capacity that we are trying to understand by doing gene regulation studies. And so one of the products that I'd like to be talking this afternoon about is BioForge. BioForge is a very strong antioxidant. It's very helpful in stressful conditions. Essentially, in the talk, what I'll do is I'll address four issues. What is BioForge? It's a very simple product. It's a diform of urea. And what I like to do is try to address a more difficult and challenging issue, and that is cotton trichome initiation. I think that's important, and extremely important to us in cotton production. And then I like to talk very briefly about trichome growth and how it's regulated, and I think that's one area that we understand very little. And then I'd like to give you an example of what we've done with a cotton fiber development with BioForge. As mentioned, BioForge is a diform of urea product, very difficult to make. It takes about a week to make a batch, and it's a product that's really very simple, but has a lot of characteristics that help the plant. It gives thicker stems, it gives bigger roots, it gives thicker leaves, it's a darker green plant that you get from use of it. And so one of the first things we did was to do just a strict colorimetric test to see what it does. In fact, it is a very strong antioxidant. From our health issues in humans and animals, we know what antioxidants do. The reference to the test for antioxidants is given at the bottom of the slide. So supporting the antioxidant results that we initially got for BioForge, we looked at stress genes. And by the way, we worked with a model crop, Arabidopsis, that goes from seed to harvest in 6 weeks. So we have an idea within 6 weeks' time. Our molecular biologist who's stationed at the Norman Borlaug Institute in College Station can give us an answer. And he found out that stress-related genes are upregulated when we apply BioForge to a crop. And these are like catalase, DHR, and THR. And what these genes do is they remove the excess damaging high-energy oxygen radicals. So whenever you get a stress, whether it's in a human situation, whether it's in an animal situation, whether it's in a plant situation, if you have too much of these radicals, then you start damaging the cytoplasm in the cell, and what BioForge does is suppress that. The other gene regulation studies, and this was quite a surprise to us, and we used DNA microarray analysis, and we verify with RT-PCR. DNA microarray analysis looks at the whole 25,000 genes that are already identified in the model plant, and RT-PCR verifies with more precision that, in fact, this is what is happening to the genes. And to our surprise, DREB1A, which is a master gene for drought tolerance, was upregulated by BioForge. We never expected this, but it was quite exciting to find that it is upregulated. In addition to drought tolerance, this DREB1A gene gives you cell tolerance and also gives you some level of frost tolerance, as found out by Japanese scientists and reported last year and a couple of years ago also in the scientific literature. The other thing that happens with BioForge is that we have an upregulation of an important enzyme that gives you ABA. ABA is helpful in stressful situations also. So this is sort of the background that we look at to try to understand what goes on with our product. Okay, so let's look at cotton, the second issue, cotton fiber initiation. In the first article, Siegel and his collaborator showed that the plant hormones are important in initiation of cotton fibers. And one of the main hormones is auxin. And the auxin is also supported with gibberellin. Now, in the second article here, this Hagler and co-workers showed that as the temperature it goes down, you have a slower development of the fibers. And so this made sense to us because in this paper, in the third paper, Reparini working with Lemna showed that whenever the temperature is too low or whenever the temperature is too high, you do not get enough synthesis of auxin. And in further studies on gene regulation, we found out that BioForge also upregulates auxin synthesis and auxin transport. So we have an indication of how genes are turned on by BioForge that allow the plant to overcome stress and keep on producing, and in this case, keep on producing cotton fibers. And the fourth article here is the actual genes. It was just presented last week in the scientific literature, and we're very much interested in understanding what plant hormones and other factors are affecting initiation. Now, when it comes to cotton fiber trichome growth, there's very little that we know. A recent paper that just came out last week shows that about 70 to 80% of the genes that are used in normal plant is used in a cotton fiber, but that doesn't tell us much and doesn't help us in understanding how can we enhance cotton fiber production and quality. And now I come to the results that we had with our first study with BioForge. So we have BioForge on cotton. This was done at Texas A&M in Westlaco. It was drip irrigated cotton. The control yielded 936 pounds of lint per acre. If we put on the BioForge at a pint per acre in furrow at the time of sowing, we got 1,284, so it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 pounds. Whereas if we put on a foliar application of the same concentration, a pint per acre, at match hit square, we got 1,380, which gives a little bit over 400 pounds of lint for that 1 pint application. If we look at Micronair, we didn't get a, oh, by the way, these differences were statistically different at the 1% level. If we look at Micronair, 4.8 for control, 4.7 for the BioForge at infurl, and 4.6 at match head square. These were not significantly different. If we go to length though, 1.08, and if we apply a match head square, it went to 1.1. It was significantly different at the 1% level. This is a four-replicate experiment. Uniformity, 81.2, non-significant at the infurl, but if we applied at match head square, 82.7, 5% level of significance. And the strength, 26.4 up to 27.5 and 27.8. So, in summary, the scientific literature suggests that auxin is important in fiber initiation. We know from our gene studies that BioForge upregulates auxin synthesis and auxin transport in the plant, so we have some explanation of how it might be doing it. A first paper in 2008 suggests a large number of genes that are involved in fiber growth. This is not surprising since fiber development is essentially a systems biology. And as at Stoller, we'd look at any of the crops that we look at and try to improve their productivity as a system rather than as an individual product trying to do a lot of things. And a good example of this is if we go into the medical field, Lipitor, or any other cholesterol-reducing drug. It's a one product, one gene. And generally, those products are anywhere from 30 to 60% effective. So the efficacy is not there. What we're looking to do is trying to understand what parts of the system of biology can we put together to give us the most efficacy. And so in summary then, Bioforge, in drip irrigated cotton gave us about 400 pounds of extra lint and also enhanced the quality of the fiber.